There is a natural bond between a mother and a child, and that is exactly the way it should be. I have always been closer to my mom than my dad. Dad worked, because that's what men do. My folks might be considered old-fashioned kids from the Depression era. Now, don't get me wrong. They don't regale me with stories of walking to school in six-foot snowdrifts, 5 miles away, uphill both ways. But parents of that era just think differently. My father worked because it's what his dad did, and his grandfather before him. Mom raised the kids. She was the primary enforcer. Dad was always like the deadly weapon you bring out when all else has failed. The nurse, the chef, the person who shooed away bad dreams and made sure you cleaned your ears before the carrots grew in there. My father's influence was much more subtle since from 7:30 to 5 he was at work. Monday through Fridays, always, no questions asked. Funny how that all applies to the food and beverage world and how we just happen to fall into the habits we pick up. Even early on, I always worried about work. Maybe it was insecurity, the sense that things would just be better if I was there. Perhaps it was the pervading sense that there is always something else to do that can be done no matter how prepped you are. Even today, as a culinary potentate supreme of this busy little club, I find myself sitting in my office just in case, figuring that if the guys need me, it's easier for me to come out of the office as opposed to coming in the half hour from home. I know sous chefs who routinely stay for double shifts. I've alluded to the fact that we may be all addicted to the rush, but it goes beyond that. Much lip service is paid to working smarter, not harder. We're getting automated, organized, and streamlined. We are better prepared for service, more trend savvy, more media savvy, and know more about our selected demographic than ever before. Certain factors remain from the old days, however, and they are likely to remain as long as there is a hospitality industry. If genetic imprinting or tradition, but each and every one of us takes pride in the muscle work, stating to the rest of the world that we are fully capable of working harder and longer than you. We hear of folks toiling away in their air-conditioned cubicles with their iPods plugged into their computer speakers, their half-hour lunches, their 10-hour days that will qualify them for 2 hours of comp time next week, and we laugh. As we get better at what we do, the everyone man the oars style is fading. But we all still know how to row, and row we will until it's done, even if we've already been there for 10 hours. Take my father's statement and translate it to our world, and it becomes, we work because that's what F&B people do. Birthday month is coming up at Chef's House. Both daughters and my son were all born in July. The boy, who really isn't one anymore since he's turning 24, is easy to get birthday gifts for. Being a man who was once a boy, I just recall the things that I thought were cool, and the same holds true for young men today. Male children can often be treated like kitchen staff. You know they're up to something, and it's simply a matter of if and when you're going to find out about it. Either way, you're always just a little suspicious. Male children also experience what I like to refer to as the moron years. This genetic flaw rises to the surface around age 13 and can remain with the individual, in some cases, for the rest of their lives. Fathers realize this and hope their sons grow out of it, preferably faster than we did ourselves. This, of course, all goes out the window with girls. I don't pretend to know anything about adult women, so knowing anything about young women is fairly impossible. Given the number of divorces we rack up in the industry, I imagine that many of you have a similar situation going on, so I'm throwing this into cyberspace and hope that it helps. If it doesn't, then I really don't know anything about anything, but I've also suspected that for years as well. For my daughters, since my son and I will figure it out, we both have the benefit of being guys, so there is some common ground. Because I'm your dad, I will end up embarrassing you in front of your friends. I don't mean to, but I will. It may seem earth-shattering now, but trust me, in a few years, you won't remember it. I will always wonder where you are, who you are with, and if you're happy and okay. I may not be able to express this concern in a manner that you'll understand, but the thoughts will always be there. I will be suspicious of any boy you bring home or date, no matter how nice he is. I will most likely give in to you when you look at me with loving eyes and call me daddy, but don't think for a second that I don't realize what you're doing. I'll tolerate your bad moods, the occasional tantrum, and the words "I hate you" when you are really upset with me. I know you're young, and young people do that. I, however, will not tolerate that behavior towards your mother. Slam a door and make her cry? There are going to be consequences, and you're not going to like the outcome. Trust me. You will always be my little girl, and I don't care if you roll your eyes at me with that statement. It doesn't mean I don't acknowledge that you're growing up. It does mean you always have a place to come home to. Always have someone on the other end of the phone. You may not ever need or use either, but you should just know. No, you may not wear that. I don't care if everyone else is saying. I may not tell you that I love you often enough, and you may not want to hear it when you're a teenager, but I do all the same. I hope this clears a few things up, girls. When I say be good, it's not because I don't want you to have fun or have a life. I just happen to know what the consequences are when things go bad, and I'd never wish any of that on you. It's a benefit of being older, wiser, and doing more stupid things over the course of my lifetime than you can even imagine. Now I need to get back to work, because that's what F&B people do.
You have been listening to Shot in a Beer. For information about the podcast, just search for Shot in a Beer on Facebook or find us on Twitter at Shot in a Beer Pod. Shot in a Beer is also a member of a Modern Professions family of podcasts. For other podcasts you might enjoy and information about live shows and how you can get involved, visit amodernprofession.com or check the network out on Twitter at amodernpro. Thank you for your continued support of Shot in a Beer.